Curtis Sliwa in studio. What's up, Curtis?
Thank you. Feel like I'm on the number seven train, and I'm surrounded by my two nemesises, you New York Met fans, Bernie and Congressman King.
Yeah, well, you're right about
look
that.
Look at the camera's got the New York Mets logo.
In that regard, you are. But listen, it's great to have you, Curtis. You've been out there. I've seen you everywhere. Anywhere there's a you were up in Inwood. You were out in Middle Village where the fireman was attacked by the pack of teens. But up in Inwood, the serial rapist assault or whatever it was, he got out of jail, by the way, last May after serving 14 years for kidnapping and sex assault. 14 years is all he got. But in any case, you're out there, and your opponent, he's nowhere to be seen.
Well, no, he's up in the suites. He's getting wine-dined in pocket line because, as you said, there's a coronation going on. You know, he already announced himself. I am the mayor in front of the man who has, behind the scenes, pushed everyone in the direction of Eric Adams, his Medici. It's comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope. They're like two peas in a pod everywhere they go. He almost never criticizes de Blasio, the man who has single-handedly destroyed the city that we love. Look at the Thrive program. Everywhere I go, it doesn't matter what community. They want to know, where's the $1.25 billion that de Blasio gave to his wife, supposedly to help these poor souls roaming the streets, living in the subways and the parks, the emotionally disturbed? We can't get an accounting on it. You don't hear Eric Adams criticizing it. There was no demand that Tish James or the controller Scott Stringer actually issue subpoenas so that we can see where the money goes.
You know, to your point, Eric Adams in the paper this morning, he says he won't clean house on day one. He says that the current homeless services chief guy has done amazing things. I swear to God, that's on page two of the New York Post this morning.
This is the biggest blunder that de Blasio has made of his many blunders, is the handling of the homeless situation. Remember, he was in total denial the first 2 years. Then he created warehousing, where he puts these men and women into shelters, into 80 different neighborhoods that didn't want him. There was no transparency, no discussion with even the elected officials. And this Stephen Banks is responsible for that. And here's Eric Adams saying, oh, welcome. I want the blunderous old similar city commissioner of homeless services
Stephen
to be
Banks.
In my
Stephen
administration.
Banks. Yeah, right, exactly.
You look at all these communities that are listening right now who have been, I mean, wrecked as a result of homeless shelters being shoved in. And it's not helping these men and women at all. They have to be in by 10 o'clock at night. That's curfew. They get kicked out at 7:30 in the morning to roam that neighborhood. They have alcohol problems, no treatment. Addiction problems to drugs, no treatment. Emotional, mental issues, they call them MICA shelters. They put emotionally disturbed persons, not in Creedmoor, not in Kings County Psychiatric or Bellevue Psychiatric. They put them in MICA shelters. And imagine, these men and women then end up roaming your neighborhoods, and they're going to get into trouble. Yeah. They're going to need to feed the beast of their addiction.
And they're going to victimize people. I care more about the victims than I do the homeless. To your credit, you're very compassionate about the homeless, and I am as well to an extent, but I care more about the victims. Congressman King, what do you think?
Yeah, actually, my son has lived in Manhattan about 13, 14 years, and he thought I was making stuff up about the 70s and the 80s. Now, he's had three problems with homeless and mental patients on the trains. He had four guys trying to mug him one night near his apartment, which hadn't seen crime in years. No, and I agree with you. Listen, we have to worry about the homeless, but the crimes that they carry out. And in a way, you can't blame them. But on the other hand, you can't allow them to go on like this. It's terrible.
Now, Congressman King, with all of this going on, what did Eric Adams announce just a week ago? That he wanted to do signage changes. Wanted to rename everything that was named after a slave owner to a different name. That means George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear anything in the media. It's like, what? You think the biggest problem in New York City right now is that there are street names in honor of men who owned slaves at a time when slavery was coming? You really think that's the biggest problem in the city?
What happens to Washington Avenue?
He's turning into Mayor Bowser of D.C. already with this virtue signaling, focusing on something that's not affecting people at all. It's
what about George Washington High School? What about Thomas Jefferson High School in East New York? Are we going to be changing their names also? Are we going to be removing their statues? I mean, nobody called him out on this right away. Right. I said, what is this in the middle of a crime crisis with emotionally disturbed persons and homeless people everywhere, with Bill de Blasio single-handedly destroying the city, and all you do is sucking up to this guy and Cuomo and Biden? And this is the big issue?
Now,
signage changes?
Where does he, you and he stand? I know de Blasio wants to, and maybe is in the process of closing Rikers Island. I mean, the last thing we need to be is closing up jails at this time. Where do you stand on closing Rikers Island?
First off, who's the only candidate who was a victim of gun violence, as you pointed out, Curtis Lee?
That's
shot
right.
Five times on the orders of the Gaddis to the Gambinos.
I've seen the scars.
Who's the only candidate who's been locked up 76 times? I know Eric Adams talks about when he was a young man, he got kicked by a police officer, and this motivated him to be a police officer. You really buy that bull feathers
no,
story?
Not.
If anything, if I got the living daylights beat out of me by a cop, the last thing in the world I'd want to become is an NYPD police officer. I've never heard anyone say, you know, I was there at that time. Eric was absolutely right. But let's give him a pass on that. I've been locked up in Rikers Island. Rikers Island is three quarters empty right now. There's plenty of space. You can repurpose it. It needs to be rehabbed. They have dormitory space and they have some single cells. But Rikers Island is usable. Where are we going to get billions of dollars to build these so-called new community jails? Don't you know that AOC all out crazy? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who leads the Democratic Socialists of America, wants no prisons? This is a ruse.
Yep.
Close Rikers Island, then don't build any of these community jails because we're already going to be $6 billion in debt because de Blasio and Corey Johnson were spending money like drunken sailors. And I haven't heard Eric Adams address that. He wants to close Rikers Island. No, you leave Rikers Island open. In fact, some of the empty buildings can be turned into facilities that can take care of the emotionally disturbed persons who are roaming the streets, living in the subways, and a menace in the parks.
No, you're absolutely correct. And this is not the time to be closing jails, all right? Not now. Not in 2021. You also, Curtis, are going to address in the curriculum in the New York City public schools critical race theory this week. What are you going to be saying and proposing on that?
Haven't heard Eric Adams address that. Have you, Congressman King?
I haven't heard a word.
Of course you don't have it, because the media will give him a pass on that. But I'm going to push the issue. Critical race theory. I have three sons in public school. Anthony in high school, Carter in junior high school, and Hunter in public school. Do I want some teacher telling them that they need to buck and they need to bow and they need to apologize because they are the products of white privilege? Do we need more division in our schools?
Nope.
Do we need to bring together our children under the flag that unites us all, that they want to eliminate, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Having them sing the national anthem and doing the Pledge of Allegiance? Isn't this the way we were raised? And they want critical race theory, which is divisive, which will make one group supposedly feel better at the behest of another group, whites, and include with whites now Asians. I always thought Asians were minorities. You can forget about that.
Right.
They're lumped in with whites now. They're the majority because they're doing so
right.
Well,
they have
in
white
school.
Privilege.
Exactly.
Asians have white privilege.
That's right.
An inconvenient minority,
as our guest tomorrow wrote.
A title of a book is called An Inconvenient Minority. He'll be here tomorrow. But, yeah, you're right.
And Curtis, how about the idea of the black national anthem? Talking about dividing us as a country when we should be coming together.
Let's be totally honest. I used to go to Roy Innes's Congress of Racial Equality when he was alive, annual Martin Luther King Jr. dinner. And they would sing the national anthem first and then the black national
anthem.
That's
at an African-American event.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of the people didn't even know the words to the black national anthem. They had to be given papers, and even then they were struggling. What is this? We're going to have a national anthem for each ethnic group that lives in the United States? Do you stand up for it? Do you not stand up? Do you
exactly.
take a knee for it?
And do as Phil Mushnick asks in
the NFL games.
Yeah, is it going to lead to race brawls in the stands? You're going to have security to prevent these race brawls? I mean, if you don't stand up for the black national anthem, somebody going to throw a beer at you or vice versa? I mean, you're right. Exactly. It's divisive, and so is critical race theory, and it's as important an issue as crime is, poisoning the minds of our future leaders and, you know.
Look at Eric Adams' history. Nobody wants to talk about it. This guy supported Farrakhan. Have you heard anybody in the media ask him, why were you a supporter? Why were you a follower of Louis Farrakhan? The number one anti-Semite in the world. A man who he actually sided with against the man he says he'd like to be like when he's mayor, David Dinkins. Oh, my God, this is what he wants to be like, David Dinkins. David Dinkins stood up to Minister Farrakhan. Remember, he said, you should not be able to speak in New York City. Eric Adams condemned Mayor Dinkins at that time. How come nobody asked him about that?
Right.
What about his support of Tawana Brawley? He went, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, he used to go up to Poughkeepsie when the trial was underway.
You know, I didn't know that.
Ah.
That's a good line of attack.
Because the media doesn't ask him anything about his background. Me, I'm like an open closet door. You know, the hinges are blown off. They ask me everything. But Eric Adams is being protected. This man plays the race card. Remember when Andrew Yang and Garcia joined as part of the new method of voting?
Yeah,
as a team.
Right, with the whatever the
ranked
hell.
Choice voting.
Ranked choice voting, yeah.
And that's the whole idea. You join together as a team. What did he say on Juneteenth? That was racist. Eric Adams, when his back is to the wall, will play the race card as he's always done. And remember that famous speech in the state senate in Albany when he made his first speech to all of his colleagues. He was up there saying, show me the money. Show me the money. It's out there. All you have to do is Google it. Remember, there may be Facebook jail. There may be Twitter jail. There may be YouTube jail. There is no Google jail. The man was saying to all of his colleagues and the lobbyists, wine me, dine me, and pocket line me. Show me the money.
We got to look that up and nail him on it. Listen,
do also, your job.
Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York City on the Republican ticket. It's not over, folks. Eric Adams.
And independent party line. Don't forget that.
Don't forget that. Listen, also, Curtis Sliwa, school choice. I mean, of course, these schools are failing. Black kids left and right, and white kids, I would posit. But school choice, where do you stand on that?
Absolutely. More charter schools, you got to lift the caps. More vocational training in all the schools. That means public schools, charter schools. Parochial and religious schools did such a great job during the pandemic. They led. The others were closed. Charter schools were closed. Public schools were closed to the kids. They had virtual training. I believe they should all be redshirted, including my three sons. They lost a year because of the decisions that were made by the teachers' union and not the decisions that were made in the best interest of the kids. And so I would give tuition tax credits and vouchers to those parents and guardians who are sending their kids or grandchildren to religious or parochial schools. They earned it
during this pandemic.
They led the way.
I can say Curtis had 3.5 years of a Catholic high school education.
That's right.
And it shows. It shows.
Wait a second. He graduated Brooklyn Prep, Congressman King.
That's right.
The Jesuits booted me to the curb. They shined their boots on my backside.
But they left an impression. No doubt about it.
Still there. I can see the marks.
Curtis Sliwa, listen, just finally, debates. Any scheduled debates?
Well, because of the CFB, the rules and regulations is the candidates have to submit to 2 debates, 1 hour each. And I'm going to take it to Eric Adams.
You're going to slice and dice this guy.
You already have a little preview today.
Yeah. Oh, you're great.
And I know the media is listening right now, but hey, do I have to do your job for you? I realize you want a coronation. I realize you want to be friends with Eric Adams and, you know, do these puff pieces. But ask him the tough questions just like you asked
Tawana Brawley, Louis Farrakhan Media, do your job. Errol Lewis, New York One, do your job.
Not going to happen.
Curtis Sliwa, running for mayor, folks. Where do we go to help you?
Oh, CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. That's CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. You know what I need? I need the money to build the firewall to fight the coronation of Eric Adams.
There he is, folks. The next savior of New York City, Curtis Sliwa, on the Bernie and Sid Show. Curtis, thank you.
The message, improve, don't move. We fight for what we know is right. They're not chasing
us to
Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Texas. Improve, don't move. We fight for what we know
is
right.
It,
New
man.
York City.
Curtis Sliwa, come on. The New York icon. Thanks, Curtis.
Let's go, Mets.
Godspeed.
Well, I got to say that.
And then screw the Yankees on the Bernie and Sid Show with Peter King. We're coming right back.